Mrs. Doubtfire? What the
fuck? Yes, welcome to episode 157. Ooh, I've got the vapors.
Like. Because that's Mrs. Doubtfire. I'm her friend, Mrs. Certainly Fire.
I guess it...
It works. It holds together.
The third movie's my favorite.
Yeah.
I like the fifth.
You plead the fifth?
I don't think they made five. I don't think they made five.
I don't think they made three.
They made two, though.
No.
Two's pretty good.
No.
That might have been a porn. I keep
getting them confused.
See, I was just adding on to your joke, and then you were serious.
I'm pretty sure
there's not a Mrs. Doubtfire 2, but I could be
Tim Robbins.
Well, no, I'm not checking if there's a sequel.
I'm checking if there's porn. Oh, okay.
Well, and if it's actually, like...
There's obviously a porn. Why don't you have to check that?
It's just an old lady.
Right, I'm wondering if it's just an old lady or if it's actually a guy dressed as a woman. And then is it technically gay porn then? Or
well, I don't know. Is the old lady sleeping with another woman or with a man?
Starring Ted Cruz.
Because I feel like at some point somebody would have noticed he wasn't a real woman.
You're really far away from your mic, Kay.
You're really far away from your mic.
At least I'm facing it.
I was talking
to Oh, no, pen. Phone. I did not mean pen. You know what I meant.
My name is Brian.
Mrs. Doubtfire got fucked by Digby Shades. Okay, then.
There you go.
We got that. I'm not gonna check whether it's a dude or an actual old lady.
All right, fair enough.
But something came up. Oh, Robin Williams, perhaps Mrs. Doubtfire sequel. This is probably not a current article.
No, probably not.
You could still pull it off. It's more of a.
They just dressed him as an old woman to bury him.
It's Mrs. Doubtfire crossed with Weekend at Bernie's.
I was just about to say that.
Nailed
son
it.
Of a bitch.
You got to go fast.
Yeah, you got to get in there.
Jeremy goes fast.
Yeah, he does.
You can't. Yeah, you'll never. He'll always
that
finish.
That's why Katie's so cranky.
What? I'm always so happy, Brian.
I thought you were cranky.
Wow.
This
is me happy.
Really?
This is the happiest Katie's been in a while.
That's true.
How much have you drank yet? You have a bottle
Not
left?
A lot.
Well, keep going.
We believe
no,
in you.
I'm mad at you. You went on a walk without me.
I went on a walk without you. I have a gift for you, though, in my house.
Oh, yeah. Can you give me my birthday
yes,
present
I'll give,
now?
I'll get it when we get back.
It's only April.
Several months late.
Hey, we gave you a birthday present.
Booze?
Kind,
no. Uh-huh. It broke.
What?
Yeah, the maids broke it.
What?
Yeah, I washed it and I left it in the drying rack, and then
and the
I
maid
came
snapped
back
the top off,
and
of
it was broke.
I was pretty upset.
Unfortunate.
Yeah. It is unfortunate.
It worked really
we used it a couple times.
Yeah.
And then like
which
after
is why I was washing it.
And after the second or third time, it was sitting in the drying rack, and when the maids cleaned, and they just snapped the head clean off of it.
I'm guessing it's a dildo.
It's a drying rack. You're leaving it unspecified.
I feel like it was better that way.
I was just guessing.
You may or may not be correct.
It did chill. But it was meant to chill.
I mean, anything's a dildo
if you're
brave enough.
Motivated enough.
Yeah.
That's true.
And it would have been one of the less horrific things to use as a dildo.
That's true.
It would have been.
It's not a squid or anything.
No, it's not.
So it's not up Jeremy's alley. But...
Oh, man. The opening credits to Spectre was hilarious.
I don't know what that is.
Spectre,
the 007 movie.
The James Bond movie. We went and saw it, and the opening credits just had, like, octopi and stuff. And Brian and I both just slowly turned and look at Jeremy.
You're so pretty.
I know.
Your hair is wet.
Oh, sorry. I don't know what to tell you about that.
Fair enough.
I don't have a response for that.
Announcements?
I'm Nathan.
I'm Katie.
I'm Jeremy.
Brian.
I'm Andy. We did it. I said my name earlier. So.
Okay. Yay, us.
Yeah, yes.
Announcements. Is there anything?
The Wisconsin Team Championship signups is open to anybody in the entire world universe. If you want to come and play a, you know, WTC-style team event, you know, five-person teams and whatnot, it's open.
What weekend
sign
is it?
Up. It's July Mumbledy Mumble.
We're using Mark III rules. Teams have
Correct.
To be submitted by July 8th, I believe.
The list, yeah. Oh, that's right. It's July 16th is the event. And I was going to say that, but thank you for saying 8th, because that does the math. The 8th is the Friday before, so lists have to be submitted July 8th. So you have almost a month after Mark III drops to learn the rules, learn your models, and submit a list.
Well, yeah, kind of almost Mark III. If people who don't have War Room are not
going to
have War Room
those 29. People. Well, those people don't count.
They can't come.
Sorry.
I mean, no, I know, but I mean, it's technically street date of Mark III.
Yeah,
is,
but
is
everyone's going to anyone,
but everyone's going to get the decks at Lock and Load. No,
even if not everybody does, that's fine. Then you have 8 days, 9 days, whatever, to figure your shit out.
Break your faction in 8 days.
Lists are due July 8th, which is the Friday, and then so we can look at them over the weekend and post them on Monday, and then the event is that Saturday, the 16th.
Yeah,
but. Yeah.
Unless the War Machine world runs at like 5 million miles an hour, I think that the WTC is going to be the most pure moment to play War Machine.
It might be.
Yeah.
I don't know what you mean by that.
No one will have broken the factions yet because it'll be just after Mark III drops.
Yeah, there will be
it's
no.
It's so much
be
fun
no
playing
mind.
A new version of the first yeah. WoW because people think that he's broken, then you realize it's not. You have this yeah. whole everything just shifts for months and months and months. Yeah. And then you know after the 5 year mark, then everything falls into what it's been. But you have, yeah. we have years of like things being.
There won't
swinging.
Be cookie cutter internet lists. You know, you can't be like, oh, I'm playing. You know, Will Pagani's blah 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 list. Well, Will Pagani doesn't have a list yet. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's 8 days old. He hasn't yeah. perfected it. Keith hasn't perfected it. Brian hasn't perfected. None of us know shit about shit that early in the right. the edition. So everybody's kind of doing yep. their own thing. So
I thought you were
going to
say.
I kept my mouth shut about something, and you should be very proud of.
Should
me.
I?
You should.
Okay, I'll be very proud of
you. Tell you later.
Plus.
People, no, you can't
plus
tease
people
that
are gonna now. You're gonna see a lot of people taking the exact same list of Mark II thinking they're gonna work.
They're gonna work
like,
and they won't.
Well, or it'll work just fine, but they won't realize how they're handicapping themselves because they haven't, you right. know, reevaluated their whole faction yeah. as a whole. Yeah. So yeah. it'll be fun.
But yeah, it's it ends up for the 5-person team, it ends up being $250, so it's $50 a person for a 2-day event. There's a bar on site, so it'll be fun. But yeah, so it's the website's there. There is a thread on the Privateer Press boards in the normal official demos thread, so you can sign up there.
Sure. The chat was looking amazing. And it went away.
The chat was doing
people
stuff?
Thought Jeremy was dead because Katie killed her.
What? I killed her?
I'm right here.
It's on a different
it went
screen.
Away and vanished. Everything was vanishing.
It's invisible.
It's invisible.
Oh, my God.
The other announcement.
I'm signing off.
The other announcement is MomCom is the next big thing coming
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I wish I could go to that.
I think four of us will be there.
I'll be there.
Katie can go, right?
You can go if you want. I can't go.
Will somebody talk to me?
You want to go to
Katie? Hi. Well, hi.
Hi. It's just that usually when I don't know what to do, I just talk to Jeremy.
She doesn't ever ask
at the
me.
Event. She means at the event.
At the event.
She means
oh,
if she goes to
right
MomCon.
Now
she means if she goes to MomCon and she's bored, will you entertain her?
You want
to?
You can help Katie run all events.
I'll be at a wedding, so no.
You're not going to be there either. I keep forgetting you.
Yeah, I've been trying to break up the wedding, but I've been failing. There was some drama. I almost had a window, but like if I wasn't joking, I could have ended everything.
Which wedding?
My eldest stepdaughter.
Yeah.
I could have. I didn't.
And I have to work all day Saturday, which sucks. But you could go.
Just bring a laptop with you.
You can help me mule a bunch of t-shirts.
I have to be on site.
People.
I don't.
Just hire a doppelganger.
I am training someone to be my replacement, but he won't be trained until
after
July.
You have to
take
a bunch of painkillers and just be open to bending over in front of me and letting me shove t-shirts up your ass.
What?
I think there's a trade. There are trade regulations leaving Iowa with t-shirts, right?
Yes. If that's the excuse you want to use,
sure.
Whatever.
Have you like glued them because they have to be stiff?
We've covered this.
No, I just I use the little vacuum seal thing.
Okay, that would be
so
fine,
then they turn into like big strips of bacon. Ethan's already said yes.
I've seen how sausage is made, and it looks nasty.
Yeah, this is easier.
Yeah, but it tastes good, so I don't care.
It does taste delicious.
Watch the video and like, oh, this pink slime ends up being a chicken nugget. I'm like, well, that pink slime is fucking delicious.
And first of all, that wasn't even true. So I felt so much better when that wasn't even an accurate thing.
That's true.
Okay, well then, but good news, I didn't care in the first.
Yeah. Right.
Well, yeah, obviously, it's the exact true.
I will eat a Slim Jim all day, and I know that that's just like the dust they sweep up off of the floor of the slaughterhouse and then just compress into tubes. Whatever. It tastes good.
See, I don't like sausages to begin with, and then I saw them come out freshly made, and they looked even grosser, and so.
You don't stare into the sun, Katie.
You don't like sausages?
I don't really even like
bacon. Brats or hot dogs? What the fuck?
I know. She doesn't like brats. She won't eat brats.
Brats, but they're so...
I know. I eat them. They're delicious.
I'll eat normal bacon if it's really chewy and fatty, but it's a mistake because then I just burp it up all day. It
should be crispy. What about spam? You eat spam. I mean, obviously. Yes. Katie's down for spam.
The other announcement is Andy is running an event at the end of May on the 28th-ish.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm running an event.
Shouldn't you know that?
It is
super prepared.
No, it's a Mark II bucket list. So you wanted to play models or wanted to play something in Mark II, but Privateer never released a model? Well, if you can print out that model or maybe draw a stick figure that has the name of the model and put it on a base, you can play that model.
You can play a splatterboard.
Like, take your Slayer and just put a sign in his hand saying, "Hello, I am an inflictor."
Yeah.
Or if you can get the full sentence in there, though.
Yeah.
You can?
Yeah. It'd be a big sign. Well, basically, everyone's going to go into Nathan's work the week before the event having him print out stuff.
I have a really super original Thornfall Alliance list.
I'll bet you
that
do.
Nobody's thought of it.
I'll bet it has some splatterboards in it.
Oh, it should! That's even better!
Right?
Hey, you know what, though? I think the splatterboards and the other ones are actually going to be released before then. So you might have to buy some.
No, the battleboards were at Adepticon.
Yeah, the splatterboards aren't going to be out.
They're
not. Lights aren't a kit.
If something becomes released, but you don't want to buy it until you see what it's like from Mark III, do you have to buy it in order to play in your tournament, or can you just put the sign in a model's hand?
I think the official statement that I put in the thread was that if the model is not released, you can proxy it.
So if it releases like that week. If it
releases that week.
I bit the bullet and I'm painting up for it.
Send me a message. I can.
I also want right now an official ruling, because my favorite thing about this event is that you have a prize for best painted army.
Yes.
Explain, please.
Yeah. Oh, no.
To a proxy event list.
Yeah, yes. To a proxy event list. So if you bring your proxy could be all painted. That's fine. Or if you're using a printout, I would say it would have to be in color.
Yeah.
The printout would have to be in color, and I would want the base to be based.
Okay.
And both sides, right? The front and the back of the model.
And it has to be like a back of a pig and the front of
no,
a pig.
No, lower your arm just a little bit, Katie. Just, straight. Keep it straight.
Just down. Rotated forward.
There you go. That's what we're looking for. All
right. Question.
Okay.
Can I proxy anything?
That isn't currently released.
That isn't currently released.
So like a unicorn?
To be fair, by the statement you made, you didn't say a model with the rules are released, but the model isn't. You said a model that's not released.
The Uniherd was Mark II rules.
Yeah, I think
Uniherd.
I think Katie should be allowed to play the Uniherd if she wants to. If she shows up,
if you want to play the Uniherd,
I will find the rules.
There will be so many Pegasi. They'll just fly everywhere.
Katie, the Uniherd is broken as fuck. You got this.
I don't know what that means, but yeah.
They had a joke faction for April 1st one year, and it was all unicorns. And every one of them was just bananas. Like, Rainbow the Annihilator, or whatever her name was, like shot out like a POW 500 20-inch spray that killed everything and automatically hit and had 50 hit points, and every time you hit her, she only took one damage, no matter how much damage you did, and it was just like auto-win.
That sounds fair.
So you can
like
proxy
that.
The Uniherd.
Well, how about Haley Ford, then?
There's not rules for her. There's rules for the Uniherd.
There's rules for Haley Four.
What?
You were probably too worried. You were probably too concerned about the free rider policy to notice that on April 1st, the day after they announced the free rider policy, that Haley Four dropped.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, they gave rules for the statue.
That's amazing.
Do you have a statue?
Because it's a released model.
Brian's got the statue.
You just have to pay.
I sold mine.
Oh, you sold
yours. $300 or whatever.
For someone wanted to give one. Oh, Casey bought it for me to give to John for a birthday present.
You can get that statue,
What were the rules on that?
I'm curious.
It was bad. It was like its melee weapon was like POW 20, and it was combat boots.
Oh, jeez.
Like, she had like every Haley feat.
Yep.
So John can play Haley 4.
Yes, because he has the model. All
right. Yeah.
I would say official released rules. Privateer.
I feel like you're backing out now.
You can't change your statement.
No, well, it's technically official.
If it gets Katie to come to an event, you should let her play the Uniherd.
And I have so many
Can I play the Hail Hydra list?
And they will be.
It was officially released in a no quarter for a very brief period of time.
No, that was errata. Officially errata.
It was errata since then, but at the time,
we're following. No one liked that idea, Jeremy. Everyone shot you down.
Hail Hydra's amazing.
I don't think that's going to fly. I just don't see it happening.
You don't see it happening. But the Uniherd, you're okay with.
I have an announcement. I have to work 2 days a week, you guys.
Bullshit.
Your life's pretty hard.
I know.
Your maids break your shit and you have to work 2 days a week. Ugh.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be for 8 hours, but thank God it's only like 7.
Married white girl problems.
She works more hours a week than Alex Schaefer.
Yeah. Married black guy problems, am I right?
He's not married.
Oh, yeah. Single black guy problems.
He's not single.
He's not single.
Technically single when he files his tax
return. That is true. You file as single on the tax return.
So, fuck you.
Married people privilege.
What?
You can solve that problem really easily. That was easily. The
problem. Nathan's brain is broken from 3 minutes ago still.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, Alex lost weight because he got to swim in his own private swimming pool for like 3 weeks straight.
Like they're in Palm Springs. And he swims in his pool. It's amazing. Like he's shown me pictures. I was like, oh my God, I want your life so much right now.
His dog throws up because he drinks too much pool water.
That does happen.
That's the problem.
That is true.
Stereotypically speaking, swimming too much is not a problem black men have.
I don't understand that. And here's why I don't understand that. Because when I lived in the South, everyone knew how to swim, and there are a lot more black people in the South than I've met in Wisconsin.
That's why stereotypes are dumb.
Stereotypes are dumb.
Some stereotypes are functional.
Some are.
Like
tigers can kill you.
I don't think that's a stereotype.
It's a stereotype. I think that's how stereotypes happen.
Exactly.
It is. It's how it works.
If you see a tiger at the bus stop and you're like, oh, fuck, that guy's going to kill us.
Exactly. Like, if it's a tiger, that's the thing is like a stereotypes.
Fan?
I feel like stereotypes are an evolutionary tool.
Like Tiger Woods?
That helped us get
to
where we are today.
If you were
we're evolved to be worried that black people eat all the fried chicken. Like that's an evolutionary defense.
It's an extremely racist perspective, but. People are like, I'm going to stay away from black people because they're dangerous.
This is how I'm going to... So everybody can kill you.
But then
if you were like, tigers just kill people all the time.
Or tigers are bad at math.
Some stereotypes are really nice.
Tigers are bad at math.
Tigers have trouble driving.
That's also true.
So do bears.
I like to apologize.
No, I saw Parks the Animated Series and Bear was driving
you
that car.
I've seen you play a video game and that bear's terrible at driving.
Enviro Bear, excuse you, Enviro Bear is incredibly good at driving. You try driving with one limb while feeding yourself and getting into a cave. In a forest.
That's fair.
I would like to apologize to all the tigers who are currently listening, and any black people. I think we've offended you somehow in that mix.
I'm pretty sure we offended everyone.
It was pretty Fast and Furious here. I'm pretty sure we got some racist things in there. I didn't quite catch them all, but I apologize.
But we said they were racist and that we didn't approve, so that's okay. So
never mind.
I don't know that's how racism works.
It's like catching a tiger by its toe.
Thank God,
if he
Huston
hollers,
doesn't listen
he
anymore.
Has to let him go.
So Mark III is a thing that we're talking about.
No, we're not.
Are we? I don't want
that's
to talk
still
about
the
that.
Dumbest stereotype. Everyone likes fried chicken.
That's
I don't.
The thing. Like stereotypes get
he
warped
like
into
skin.
These.
What do you like? That's the best part of the fried
people.
Chicken.
I don't like fat and grease, and so I hate the skin on fried
then
chicken.
How are you that large?
I didn't say I don't like eating. I said I don't like fried
I
chicken.
I like to think I'm a really good baker.
That's true. Fair you are a really good baker.
Cake is not fat and grease.
It's so, true. Yeah. It's just like delicious.
Well, it's lard and sugar.
It's prepared differently. Damn it.
It's not skinny.
It's not. Ugh. It's the texture.
Get it?
Yes, I get it.
Do you get it? Because you didn't laugh.
Laugh,
kind of. I don't even know what to say right now.
I think you need to have a little, like, one of those technical difficulty signs.
Play the clown music!
We broke Katie.
I really like puns.
I know you do, darling. I know how much you love puns.
I told Amanda a great pun yesterday, and she was so angry.
Oh, yeah. If there's no better way to piss Amanda off than tell her a pun.
What? They're so good.
She will lose her shit.
Okay, Shakespeare loved puns, and I think we can all agree Shakespeare was pretty great.
I think she
Well, Francis Bacon wrote all of those plays.
He wrote Lion King.
Shakespeare was illiterate. Francis Bacon wrote all of those plays.
Okay, well,
obviously
either way,
true.
Francis Bacon loved puns, and Francis Bacon wrote The Lion King. So, boom.
You should tell Katie that. I don't think Katie's
heard it.
Heard it.
What?
Maybe not. My favorite joke.
Your favorite joke?
Yes.
Tell it.
All right, I'll tell it. Because I haven't told it on air.
Okay. Yep.
So.
Is this as funny as the skinny one?
It's, yes.
Afraid not.
Legit. It's, yeah, okay. So don't put this on me. I just hung out at Glenn's house today, by the way. So
did
yeah.
you ruin your joke?
Jeez.
Oh my god!
Because we tell people that all the time.
All the time.
It is a good anecdote.
It is a good anecdote.
Is it a verb now? Do you Glenn somebody if you tell the joke punchline that they're in the middle of telling?
That's when we bring up the story.
We just Glenned that guy so hard.
So anyway, joke.
So this man's trapped on a deserted island for years and years and years and years, and he finally decides to kill himself by drowning himself.
That's so the worst way to go.
I know, but he decides, whatever. He's an idiot. He's delusional from hunger. He's just going to walk out into there and drown.
Seems like he just died from hunger then.
Okay, let me change it. He's going to try to swim to safety, foolishly. He goes
quit
out
picking
the
apart the joke, Katie.
Okay, go ahead.
The end. Go fuck yourself.
That was a really good joke.
That actually would be a great joke.
Nathan,
I missed a pun.
So this guy... Because he died, so it's really the end. That's the pun.
It's pretty good.
Nihilism. Like that? It's nihilist puns. We're all doomed.
That would be an amazing book.
Yeah, nihilist puns.
I would buy that book and give it to everyone for Christmas.
You would.
Where's my birthday present, bitch?
It's at the house on the cable counter under a bed.
Remind me.
Why would I do that? It's more fun this way.
Why didn't the chicken cross the road? Because it was pointless and death's inevitable. Yeah, that should be a nihilist joke book. I'm going to write it now.
Tell your story.
So this guy, for whatever reason you won't interrupt me for, decides to go out into the ocean surrounding his deserted island. So he goes out into there. And a dolphin swims up to him, and the dolphin says, wait, wait, don't kill yourself and or swim to safety, whatever reason Katie won't interrupt you for. I can rescue you from this island because I am a demigod of the sea. I live forever. I have magical powers, and I can teleport you back to safety. All I need is a blood sacrifice. My guy's like, well, I have nothing. There's no living animals on this island. If there were, I would have been hunting them and eating them. And the dolphin's like, don't worry, I actually know a path through the jungle to the other side of the island, and there's actually a whole bunch of birds that nest there, and you can bring me one of those, and then, you know, snap its neck, use the blood, do the voodoo, and I'll get you back home. All right? The guy's like, awesome. So he goes to where the dolphin told him to, and true enough, there's a path there that he never saw before, because it was really hard to see unless he knew where it was. And he starts heading down the pathway. What's that look for?
My suspension of disbelief. He's been on this island for years, you said?
Yeah.
He sounds very inept.
No, it's one of those, like, you know, there's overgrowth, and underneath there, there's like a really skinny, there's like a really skinny kind of thing that you have to shimmy
through. I'm just saying, it seems like at some point you'd be like, maybe I should walk around the entire island.
No, he walked around, but it's like in Labyrinth where she couldn't see the thing because she wasn't looking at the right perspective. Like, he explored the island, but it looked like there was no way through the jungle.
Power through.
He's going through this pathway, and about halfway along there, he sees a lion. But luckily for him, it's sleeping. Yeah, it's sleeping, so he has to sneak. The path, the jungle's too close, he can't go around it, so he has to go over it. So he just
lives. I'm just saying, if the lion can live, there is obviously other stuff there.
Because the lion, being on the path, has access to the birds on the other side of the island, which he has been eating for sustenance, Katie.
Good point.
So the guy steps over the lion, lifts up his other leg, gets over the lion, manages not to wake up the lion. It's a close thing, too. He almost sneezed, but he did not.
He did not.
So he makes it to the other island, and sure enough, birds everywhere flying around, just like filling the sky so much he's able to even just grab out and just boom, grab a puffin or some shit. And he grabs it, he sticks it under his arm, and he's heading back down the pathway, and the lion's still there. So he takes one leg, lifts up over the lion, lifts up the other egg, steps it back over on the other side of the lion, and right then, three FBI agents jump out of the jungle and arrest him for violating the Mann Act, which is, of course, crossing a stayed lion with a goal for an immortal porpoise.
I don't get it at all.
I think at this point is yesterday is when Nathan shouted throughout the entire store, and like all the Yu-Gi-Oh kids were just like, what's happening over there? Adults
nothing.
Are so weird.
Did you tell them nothing happened?
Come on, the Mann Act, 1920s anti-prostitution law, where you couldn't cross a state line with a girl for an immoral purpose.
Oh!
Yeah, high five!
You're so good at things,
I just
Katie.
Assumed you knew more about 1920s anti-prostitution
I just
laws.
Didn't know that gull meant girl.
It's a pun.
Puns okay, that's not to... how puns work.
It's exactly how
that
puns work!
That is not how puns work.
That's 100% how puns work!
No! They're not!
How do
You're
puns
thinking
work?
Of synonyms!
I'm not thinking of synonyms. Okay, obviously I'm not thinking of synonyms.
Can I have cinnamon?
Cinnamon is really good.
Cinnamon. Is she a stripper?
It's not a gull is something that sounds like a girl. It's not using girl who has multiple meanings and different spellings in a
That's
different way.
Spoonerisms.
Spoonerisms?
Yes.
Okay, I've never heard that word before.
Yeah, spoonerism?
And I would Google it if I had forgotten my phone and iPad, which is why I'm talking to you.
That's on Katie's tombstone. I forgot my phone and iPad, which is why I'm talking to you.
Spoonerisms is like a bar that says our patrons enter optimistically and leave misty optically. That's a spoonerism. It's like playing with it's like wordplay.
Wordplay is different than a pun, though.
No, I agree, it is. But that's what a spoonerism is.
They're kind of in the same playground.
But what he did was, a spoonerism is different than what he did.
That's not, you're right. That's not a pun but a
sound,
either.
A pun doesn't have to be a synonym. It can also be a sound alike. Like, you're saying that...
You're saying a homonym.
You're saying two men enter a bar, or two men walk into a bar, the third one ducks. Yes, that's a pun, but that's not the only style of pun. A sound alike pun can also be a pun.
It can be a pun.
Goal sounds like girl is a fine reason.
Okay, well, it doesn't sound a lot like
then
girl.
Then what about the classic joke? What about the classic joke? I entered a pun competition hoping to win. I submitted not quite a dozen, two fewer than a dozen of my favorite puns, but hoping one of them would win, but no pun intended. Get it? No pun intended. That's a pun.
Yeah.
I don't know that it is, but I didn't get it.
All right, so
the new definition of a pun is a joke Katie gets.
Okay. It's in the dictionary now. Call up Webster's.
It is. In Katie's defense, you did say puffin. But then he grabbed the puffin.
Which is not a type of bull, a type of gull.
It's not a type of gull.
Any aquatic bird is a gull. Not aquatic. It's
because
a gull. A puffin's a type of gull.
Just a seagull is not an aquatic bird.
You're right. I didn't mean
a puffin is.
Puffins are no more aquatic than a seagull. Puffins aren't like penguins. They just look like them.
They still go under the water.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Puffin off. That shit. Cripple System, the podcast where we discuss
water birds. We talk about water birds.
Okay. I got is a puffin ah, and one of the autocompletes is bird. What the fuck do you think it is? You mean to Google is a puffin a bird?
Okay,
it could be a kind of wildebeest.
Hey, it could be a snack. It sounds like a really good snack.
Is it a puffin?
It used to be puffins were the mascot of some kind of snack.
It's somebody's first name. It's like Dr. Puffin stuff, right?
Yes.
Sure.
Or poppins? Or are they like poplars?
Poplars. I'm getting here. The great blackback gull eats puffins.
Okay. There you go.
Okay, well, that doesn't answer. If you can't find it, then nobody else has had this question.
It's a family of seabird.
Okay, well, a seagull is a gull.
Also a seabird.
You didn't say they're both seabirds. You said they're both gulls.
Okay, I'm going to skip the puff and think I'm just going to look up what a gull is.
Okay.
Somewhere all our bird listeners are extremely...
Are really disappointed.
Like, God, how these
I feel
are,
like they already know the answer to
ornithologists,
Someone's listening going, obviously, guys, it's a, you know...
I'm surprised one of our listeners hasn't already commented.
We're going to get a nasty message on Facebook.
I'm pretty sure all of our listeners have stopped listening. Because why numerous
long-winged web-toed aquatic bird. A puffin's a long-winged web-toed...
It's not a long wing. It's like this.
Puffins have really short wings.
I think that we just knocked one out of the park with the vagina cast, and now we just have to bring it back down.
We got to lower expectations.
I think a puffin's a type of gull.
I don't think that that's true. And you can be wrong if you want. Where's your shirt?
I took it off.
Okay. When we have our next...
That doesn't change the fact that gull sounds like girl, so it's a perfectly functional fucking...
It doesn't sound
fucking...
like girl, and that's not what a pun is. Look up.
That's what a pun is!
That's not what a pun is!
Son of a bitch!
So Mark,
why am I googling what is a pun? My life has come to this.
Are you glad I can?
Is this how you Katie somebody?
Yes. This is how you Katie
you
someone.
You ruined the joke completely.
In every level. Like every
a
dimension.
A joke exploiting...
No, why won't you let me see it then?
A joke exploiting the different possible meanings of a word or the fact that there are words that sound alike. But have different meanings.
Gull and girl do not sound alike. They're completely.
They do if you have a southern drawl.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
You don't have a southern drawl.
Could, if you could do a southern drawl right now, that'd
yeah.
be.
Yeah.
I don't know if I
tell
can
tell the joke again in a southern drawl,
anymore.
And then maybe I'll giggle.
I instinctively almost just started telling it like Boomhauer. Dang old man, how can I die with her? Tell you what. Dang old puffin.
All right, I think we can both agree that you're wrong. Continue.
Oh, yeah. No, that's the same thing, or sound the same.
They don't sound the same.
Gull and girl are almost the same fucking
word.
Sound. Girl, gull. I can't remember which one I'm saying now. That's how much I like
that's
they sound.
You're dumb. Yep, check the watch. That's right, because he's just wrong, and he continues to argue.
Is Nathan dumb?
The answer is going to be yes. Hey, if you type in www.iamawesome.com, it says yes, you are.
I
do want to check because when I first said what is a pun, there's a typo, and I didn't have a space between A and the P, so it's what is apen, and now I'm curious what apen is.
So Mark 3 is coming. That
so
was
Mark
a big
3.
Announcement.
Thank
God. Let's get back on that.
Here's the thing that I feel about Mark 3. I actually have something.
Okay.
Apen. Here's what is apen. It's an anagram of anpu or puma. Puna. Like, okay, that doesn't tell me the fucking dictionary definition. It just tells me other ways I can arrange those four letters.
Nathan, you're getting us off topic.
Yeah, please stop.
Jeez, Nathan.
I didn't bring enough beers from Andy's fridge for this podcast. Hopefully
it has a link to more anagrams containing the letters APU and N.
Anyway, the fact that Terra is not going to be a thing is fucking amazing because, like, it doesn't make sense to me that because you misroll one check for an entire unit, the whole unit's just like, I'm all scared, because that doesn't make sense.
Well, command checks are gone. Terra might exist in some other... I mean, but that's the thing you care about is making command checks.
Yeah, because Terran Abomination as they currently exist will no longer exist.
Yeah. There could be some other variant of it.
Well, I know, but I would prefer to roll for each person in the unit because somebody would be like, well, he shit his pants like a fucking loser, but like I'm going to continue on.
But then they smell that and it kind of breaks
morale. Oh my God, poo!
Bad for morale.
Yeah. But yeah, it is nice, no command
it
checks.
It is nice.
I think that they smell poo when they kill someone too, and that doesn't make them scared.
It's almost...
That's a fact.
But there. Trenchers aren't used to killing people.
That is true.
You know who are is the blood thingies that I used.
Blood trackers.
And, they kill the shit out of people. Like, oh no.
But they kill them from 8 inches away every time.
Okay, it's 7.
Okay.
Oh, Katie is
pushed. Wow.
Someone just got rule snapped by Katie.
I know. Now I need to go hang myself somewhere.
So somebody else with my name on Twitter.
Yeah. Who likes Modern Warfare 2?
Brian, I'm so sorry.
I know, I'm just done.
If you need to borrow, like, a katana and a wakizashi.
I hear this is a good cord for something. I don't know what. But
Legionnaires
anyway,
is not impressed with that podcast.
Like, what? It doesn't make sense that the entire thing would just flee because of check.
In general, the major rule changes that they have announced, I am super excited about. Some of the more detailed stuff I'm a little nervous about.
Archangel Speed 7, first Gargantuan to have movement out of activation.
Out of normal movement.
The amount you need to charge it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't...
It's 3 inches.
It's 3 inches.
Okay, what's the range on its gun?
10.
I don't know. I don't think
the range is 10.
Okay, so it's 13 inches away from you now.
From whatever it's shot at.
So it's 13 inches away from your front line that's dead, so it's probably safe from the second line.
If you're bringing you don't bring a gargantuan just for shooting unless you have
we're going to go into speculation talking about new rules.
Yeah, we are.
Compared to current rules.
That's what Mark III is all about, because we don't know yet.
Isn't the Glacier King super good because it's ranged?
That's why I just
wasn't
had that
the
caveat of
one of the best
a Glacier
gargantuans
King.
Because it's ranged?
Well, no, I mean the Blightbringer is, but
Blightbringer's way better. I think we
because it's ranged?
No, because the range is an extra bonus.
Yeah. It does other good things, and then, by the way, has a gun.
I would counter-argue you do not bring a Colossal or Gargantuan for its melee capability. They usually toe a zone while shooting the fuck out of things.
You want some sort of pulsing ability, you want range, and then you want it to be able to take care of things if you have to.
Yeah.
It's usually abilities, range attacks, and then like melee when things get serious is what you kind of want. And also, its existence means things can't just run nearly at you because then you can just walk forward and start slaughtering stuff.
The Archangel has a lot of problems, but that was not the point I was trying to get onto. My point is the major rule changes they're making, I am very excited about. Yep. The No-Terror thing is great. I think that across the board, getting rid of 3 hit points off of median infantry is a good change because... While others may disagree, I think the let's all be like idiots humping a doorknob playstyle that has become very popular right now is a big part of why I don't play anymore. Like, it's miserable and grinding and no fun. And so I'm excited for that change.
Tough gets rid of that grinding.
I'm really excited. The tough change, I actually don't even know that tough is going to have that big an impact. I think it will have an impact, but I think that it's one of those things that's really scary, especially for a troll player. I'm not trying to
be. I know, I was
that.
About to say,
I'm
these
sure
are all
for a troll player.
Non-troll player
perspective. For a troll player.
Surefoot.
We got rage on our colossal too.
Well, your champions, or maybe your shield guards, nobody really knows. Something apparently has no knockdown, according to an off comment made by one of the people.
Yeah, the champions had no knockdown.
But aren't they not knocked down now when they're tough?
No, they're still knocked down.
Tough knocks you down.
Can't tough while they're
and you can't tough while knocked down. But the champs have no sleeping on the job. Well, not no sleeping on the job, but when base to base, no falling down.
Mm-hmm. And so, the orders, like, it's a whole unit of shield guards. That's sexy.
That's kind of sexy. But like, these rules, like the tough thing wasn't that tough was a drag and it happened once in a while. You'd tough on a warlock and, oh, I didn't win because the warlock tough. Like, yeah, that happens. Tough is a drag because you're playing against the pirate ball and you use your entire activation and kill zero models.
I think boom howlers are a big
boom, one,
too.
You put
either
an entire
4+ tough, so that's the same thing.
You put 2 units of shooting into a unit that you hit every time and kill every time and you kill zero models.
Yeah.
And you just want to go out and kill yourself.
And now you wipe them off the table.
Like,
well,
I think that's a good change.
I think the rules that you've explained to me, they have moved from depending on dice to win you the game, to depending on skill to win you the game.
And they got rid of a lot of gotchas.
The pre-measuring is a huge gotcha. Mm-hmm. And it's something that a lot of experienced players, I think a lot of very strong experienced players that are currently mid-tier players have a very valid complaint in saying, this is going to be a problem for me. Because you know what? The only reason, if you're a bad tactical player who doesn't understand lists, that you're beating people who are scrubbing out is because you're slightly better at eyeballing distances on the table.
Cake baking.
Yeah. Like, that's great. You're going to have trouble. Maybe you should get better at the game. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't hear like Keith Christensen complaining that pre-measuring is going away. He's amazing at it. I don't hear Jim Bratz complaining about pre-measuring making the game.
A lot of us have played 10-plus years. You don't have a problem with 8 inches, 10 inches, 12 inches. Yeah. You just know
it. Like, he can just look at the table and see it. I've seen Jim eyeball the 16 inches for a fucking Stormfall to within a quarter of an inch. But and that's something I don't have, but that's not why he beats me. He beats me tactically. He beats me strategically. He doesn't need the gotchas and the pre-measuring to beat me. And losing to a gotcha, losing to pre-measuring, or, God forbid, losing to someone who picks up their heavy and goes, I charge 8 inches, and then puts their model down over here and go, well, I already picked it up, so I guess we can't tell if I made it or not.
That's the thing.
That's horseshit.
That's the thing that I think is really good about the pre-measuring, is it should prevent people from just picking up their model and moving it. It gives them the chance to say,
because there's no reason to.
That's what proxying was kind of meant to do in it that way.
Except the problem was with the way the rules were written. So I'm going to use an example of a player that we had that doesn't play in our meta anymore, but used to play pretty heavily. We had a person that was really, really bad about always picking up declaring a charge. They played Scorn, and they would declare a charge, and then all of a sudden their model was on top of your model. He doesn't play anymore, but he was younger.
But, you're just getting closer to saying his goddamn name.
But anyway,
I know what he's talking about.
But anyway, Brian, he came to a tournament, and he played against me at one of the final rounds of the tournament, and I got out a set of proxy bases, and I set them down in front of him. I said, for every charge you make this entire game, I want you to use the proxy bases. And he got really irate and threatened to just walk out in the middle of the game on me, and I said, look, I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm not trying to be difficult. With the way the rules were written, it was the only way I could prevent someone from cheating without being a total ass. Mm-hmm. And it still came across pretty ass-tastic on my part. And the person I was playing against... the person I was playing against lost that game to me because over the course of that game, he did not make a single successful charge.
Sure.
Not one.
And honestly, it's hard to say. And honestly, it's better for him if he would play more, even if he played where he was from.
Yeah.
It's more information, you know. But I mean, seriously though, if you like realize you play a game, when I measure everything accurately, I failed everything. Maybe I should think about how I should play this game a little bit.
Yeah.
Better.
Yeah. And like the thing is, I don't want to be an ass, but I also don't want my opponent's willingness to accidentally or intentionally cheat to indicate who wins the game either.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that's what happens right now with no pre-measuring.
And that's what I mean by, like, that's a luck-based thing. Like, you're depending on luck that the person made it and measured correctly and what kind of person they are and whether they made the tough check and all of that stuff. And it's moving it more into, you can definitely make it. This is a model that you can definitely kill based on like statistics, like it's moving it more. I mean, obviously there's always going to be some luck in the game, but it's moving it way more into this is skill,
and it gets into something that I've seen Brian do at tournaments, and I've done at tournaments, and probably you guys have done too, where you move your caster, and before you finish moving your caster, you say, all right, I'm not done moving my caster, I'm going to put down a tape measure, and I'm going to show you that the model you want to kill my caster with is out of range. So we're going to just measure my control, and I'm going to show you exactly how far it is. And if anything happens to this table between now and when you activate that model, we both know you're outside of attack range.
Yeah.
And we've done that. We've all, like, some of us have done that against certain players. Some of us have just done it in a situation where it seemed like it could come up. And it prevents things that have, frankly, been really hard on the community, that were very divisive issues that have gone very viral on the internet, would have just been prevented if pre-measuring had occurred in some of those games. Not necessarily that a person would have pre-measured everything, but there are key distances that you can be like, this is going to be really important. Before I end my turn, I want us to agree that this is the distance things are.
To grab the middle of your sentence there, because I think it's something that gets buried a lot, the not pre-measuring everything. Because something that I keep pointing out to people is that people are like, oh my God, I'm going to measure everything all the time, and so much measuring. 99% of the time, you fucking know already.
Yeah.
You know, because usually it's like, these guys are range 12, and the enemies are 4 inches away from them. Like, it's not a big deal. The number of times you really need to pre-measure is going to be a couple times a game.
Well, no, it'll put, for a shooting list, it's going to come up a lot. So I play Rhett, and they're redesigning my whole fucking faction.
Against the shooting list, it's going to come up more.
It's going to come up a lot.
Like, oh, you're range 14. I'm going to be 14.1 inches away. No aiming, bitch.
No aiming. And more importantly, I'm going to be like, I'm going to move one model up, and we're going to measure, and I'm going to agree that there's no way in hell that unit can charge me, but I can sure as hell shoot them, and then I'm going to line up the rest of my unit behind it and blow
them. It depends what you mean by pre-measuring, because if your unit has a measurement of 6 inches, you can't measure 4.
No, you can measure anything on the table now.
You can measure anything.
You can measure whatever the hell you want.
Now, here's the big constantly. Thing that's important. Let's say you want to be precise and you're measuring everything. You're playing Death Clock.
Yeah.
You a few extra measurements a turn, you're losing minutes per turn. And some people play slow. I mean, play a lot of people who barely can play in 60 minutes, and you add in a half an hour pre-measuring, I'm winning a lot of fucking games.
I love Death Clock because I hate waiting on people.
Yeah.
But yeah, I my point is that in general, the big sweeping changes they've announced, I really, really like. And some of the more detailed things we've seen, some of the cards we've seen, have me very nervous. I'm not saying I'm completely faced. So let's use Eris as an example.
I love the new Eris.
So
there's so many cool little interplay
times. She's not epic anymore.
Epic was the most pointless word in the history of game.
So Eris 2, because she is Eris 2, and one would assume there's still going to be an Eris 1, so we'll see what she does. Obviously. But Eris 2... Everything about her card I love, with one exception. The fact, I think it was a problem that Eris 2 was the best end-all answer for every faction that could take her against Upkeep's Nanomai. That was a problem. My concern is, and only because they showed us only one model that had any way to get rid of Animai or Upkeeps, is that if everything that gets rid of Animai and Upkeeps is based on a take D3 damage if you don't want it to happen, that will be a problem.
Why?
Because there are upkeeps that if they exist in that system, you will just take the D3 damage every time and then grind your opponent into dust.
Correct, but it's not just AD3, because it's AD3 anytime something with Spellbreaker hits the thing, and they've already mentioned other models having Spellbreaker.
So, right,
like,
but let's...
was it Kreos, I believe they said recently now?
Right, but let's look at... Okay, let's look at Rhett, for example.
And also, she'll do 3D3 damage to you, because she has three weapons.
Because assuming she can get all three shots onto something that has an upkeep on it, yes.
Well, if she assaults your Arcane Shielded Stormwall... That sure as fuck is 3D3 damage.
Yes,
These are the conversations that get weird for me about Mark III is because, like, is Arcane Shield going to exist?
Right.
Is it going to exist in the same way?
Is Crippling Grasp
going to
exist?
Yeah. Is Iron Flesh going to exist in the same
because
way?
Because that's like, a bigger problem. Like, Eris can aim and shoot it at an Iron Flesh unit and hit it once.
I will agree
Eris is unlikely to charge and hit with her melee.
I will agree with you that if the current upkeeps all remain and Iris 2 is the only model that can strip upkeeps... It will be bad.
I don't think
she currently is in red. I mean, that's the thing.
There are 25% of the cards that have been shown. 25% of the cards that have been shown have that ability. That's a pretty high percentage.
I don't think. I don't think that the. I don't know. Because I haven't seen a lot of the things, but I don't feel like all the cards are going to be exactly the same.
They're
like,
not, and they've already said that.
And they might have even new abilities that we don't know about. Yeah.
They, in fact, in many cases, do. My point is that some of the things that they've spoiled in a vacuum that are details make me nervous. Like their comment that they show, they talked about Manowar, and they said Manowar basically exists very similar to the way how they do right now. Everything else was brought more into line with Manowar. Okay, well, Manowar are kind of unplayably bad right now. So
well, you call them unplayable.
I would call them unplayable trash.
Sorry, thanks.
But
now
why?
They have almost double the hit points of any other heavy infantry.
Except if they have basically the same rules they have now, and the killing power of things isn't reduced, maybe it is, but so far, the models we've seen, the killing power has not been reduced. In fact, I would argue the Eris' killing power has gone up astronomically.
She lost Sniper.
She lost Sniper, but she got Purgation, which is amazing.
Yeah.
That if the killing power remains roughly the same, and Manowar did not become any more survivable, and all other medium infantry are brought back into line with them, then that means no one plays medium infantry? Because no one plays Manowar.
Yeah. Like, between Mark I and Mark II... Everything was scaled back, so maybe they are scaled
back.
Maybe
they are scaled
back. That's where it gets hard. Like talking about the general is cool, but no card I see makes me nervous. Only because we need to see another 300 to 400 cards.
Yeah.
When I see those, and plus honestly, you see those 400 cards, there's gonna be a lot of day one going, holy fuck, this amazing shit's gone. Because
now what do I do?
But the thing is, now what do I do? But then like, okay, we'll look at the other 300. Holy crap, everything's gone everywhere.
Right.
The power level was chopped almost in half between Mark II and Mark I.
Because they brought everyone down to trolls.
So you're going to see people going, you're going to see everyone going, wow, my stuff lost all this stuff. Well, everyone lost stuff. And it'll take months to really...
Well, like, the thing right now is that everything is so high armor. Like, Circle just can't kill anything.
One of the things we've seen is, from the little bit that they've shown us anyway, it looks like there's more ways to boost your damage than there are to boost your hit.
And that's fine, and that's good. But I'm just saying, like, they have to bring everything. They either have to bring Circle up, or they have to scale everything back, which is what Brian is saying.
Except they're trying to make infantry worse, so making defense better seems unlikely.
Where's that coming from? You have more ways to boost damage than boost to hit.
From choir give damage.
Choir
to
just our damage boost now.
There is a couple other comments of things that there was kind of.
Yeah, they've made several comments along that vein, actually.
When you look at some of those major spoil things,
that's fine.
So
it's just that they made defense pretty much useless.
The problem was they were trying to fix the infantry problem, and it hit you where you live because your heavies lived on defense also, at least partially. And that was a huge problem for Circle. So if that's still a problem for Circle, that'll be a problem. It's hard to say.
You know, but in the new world, that problem might be solved. You'll have a whole new problem. You're probably going to have a problem. You don't even know what it is yet. There's a problem. Mm-hmm. You're like, you don't even know it's there.
And they're definitely trying to do things that tone down infantry that won't affect beasts with high def. So like the new Kador rule they talked about where all their blast damage is pow 10. Like, your beast gives zero shits about that.
That's
infantry,
for the Conquest, specifically.
But. No, they said it was a rule that was going to be in several Kador cards I saw in one of the...
Okay,
one of the,
but
one
not,
the,
like, flat for the whole thing.
No,
it's
no,
a
no.
New rule that
it's a new
might
rule that Kador will see quite a bit, it sounded like. So, if Kador's AoEs are all just POW 10s across the board, like, they don't have to have a high initial POW to still wreck infantry. And so, instead of having to be like, it has to be POW 16 or infantry don't care when you miss, it can be like POW 14 or POW 12, and a heavy's kind of like, yeah, it tickles a little bit, but infantry are like, oh my god, POW 10s. Like, that's one of the ways they can do that.
Well, one of the things Jordan Boishu said that I heard you guys talking about was that they are trying to get people to play more of the big dudes.
They want to play more Jax and more beasts.
Jax and beasts.
With the war beasts.
Except Legion, where they want us to play more infantry. Fuck that.
Hey, there were two reasons you said there were two things that would make Legion infantry unplayable trash, and 50% of those things are gone from the game forever.
Which is
the command
you
check.
Said Pathfinder and Fearless Pathfinder were the two and requirements, and everything's Fearless.
You just want your entire faction to be Pathfinder. Fuck you so much.
Okay,
I hope your beasts all lose Pathfinder and your units gain it, and I'll laugh at you forever.
I hope Iowa's sight is this model is literally blind. Mat 1, Rat 1, go fuck yourself. And that's what it says.
To be fair, they've already spoiled what condition is, and that's going to be a huge game changer for Legion.
Condition's amazing.
It just means you're going to trade in your shepherds for
Forsaken.
Oh my god, I can't go hot again. Oh,
I can't have three of my heavies go to full fury and then literally all of that
literally
fury.
Hey, that was good stuff.
Yeah.
I think we're all aware that Lilith 2 is going to probably just get nerf hammered into the ground so far she's unplayable because was over the top and a really bad experience for new players.
Mark 3, ruled by Mortal 2. Fuck
Lilith
you all.
2 terrible.
You can still take your two Ravagors, boost them all to full, have two Shepherds condition one of them down to two Fury, and your Forsaken strip the other one. I mean,
assuming Forsaken, they haven't said what
happened. Yeah, they said Forsaken still take everything.
They they take up to five.
Oh, well, then
and
I'm
then
fine.
The next turn it just kabooms on itself, and then the third turn it strips it all again. I mean,
speaking of that, a lot of what we're getting is the Preventure Press is doing a really good job with social media there. You have different people going to the different sub-forms.
Yep.
They're really kind of spreading themselves out, really kind of chat. I mean, Souls is like walking into a room, walks in the room. Agonizer's now a lesser. Walks out of the room. You know, they're just having like fucking fun, like maniacs right now. Just like Will. You know,
I think we're missing an important point though. With a minions player in the room, how do you feel about pigs and gators living together in joy and happiness?
Well,
mass
it's
hysteria.
That was like, oh, that's really cool. And I'm sure they're going to keep Thornfall Alliance and Blindwater Congregation as
theme forces, probably, from the way they described it.
What hadn't sunk in when I first read that, like, I was thinking, oh, yeah, I can play pigs and gators together. Cool. That's really cool, and that's interesting, and that was blowing my mind a little bit. And then the next day, they were like, oh, yeah, and don't forget taking, like, boom howlers and Nis hunters, and I'm like...
You can have all four lesser warlocks with all four beasts running around the same board, too.
Yep.
It's going to be so ridiculous. The
one trolls are doing it.
Yeah.
I can have just, like, a warlock... And then just have all Nis Hunters, Boom Howlers, Blythe and Bull, and Lesser Warlocks. And it's like, what the fuck's going on?
One thing they did say is that Gator casters still can't take pigs in their battle group.
And Pig Cat can't take pigs. And that makes perfect
sense.
Same
thing as Rulik. Rulik and
But I do wonder if some of the beasts that are currently pig or gator specific will be plays for minions casters.
Well,
because there are a few that seem
like
they could be.
You don't have to because, any Gator beast can be taken in a pig warlock list. You just bring Wrong Eye.
That's
any
true,
pig beast can
different.
Be taken in a gator warlock list. You just bring Rorsch.
That's true, but that's different. What I'm saying is,
and
I
any bear can be taken.
I'm
as
wondering
long
if
you
some
pick.
Of them like. I'm wondering if some of them like the Bone Swarm will wind up just being like, either a pig or gator can.
Well, most likely because they already said that. Arcadius can just take Gorax's.
It's just the thing
he can do. So Midas will probably just be able to take Bone Swarms.
That makes sense.
Their theme force changes are pretty amazing. It's having much fewer theme forces.
Mark 1 theme forces all over again.
Mm-hmm. Everything old is made new. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a good, the theme force change is a good idea. I think it's still one that it remains to be seen how it gets implemented. It's a very good idea, though. It will require much less testing. One per caster was more than one per caster.
Yeah.
Was a huge problem.
Minimum one per caster was a problem.
Yeah, with four or five ish per faction, they can really test them out better. They can test I mean, as much fun as was to see some goofy nuke. I mean, obviously when they were making some fun no quarter theme forces, they might not have been thinking quite as far ahead as they maybe should have in those cases.
Right.
Lessons learned.
Shay is the perfect example of everything wrong with theme forces because he has two theme forces and one of them is complete garbage that you would only take if you'd taken massive head trauma and forgot how to play the game. And the other one was such a no fucking brainer, if you ever ran him normal, you had also taken massive head trauma and forgotten how to play the game.
Or Veil 2. Why would you ever play Veil 2 out of theme? Ever.
Veil 2 has some reasons to take her out of theme, but I think Doomshaper 3 is the big one. You will never, ever see Doomshaper 3 out of theme.
You'll never see Doomshaper. Shay's perfect list. This flawless, amazing list. This is exactly the correct way to build Shay. That's the cookie cutter. If you deviate from it at all, you're wrong. And then they rolled out his theme force, which was that exact list, and you got 6 extra points.
Yeah, Shay is the pinnacle example of theme forces, like default theme force casters.
Gone wrong.
Yeah, I think he's a big one. But
Syntherian.
Braddock's theme force was a huge problem.
Yeah,
and they also they're gonna be good efforts that if they didn't say 100%, but a lot of the things that like Doomweaver swordsmen are now FAU by default, so that way the people who bought a bunch
that
of
that actually
Z-forces.
Makes me mildly nervous because they're trying to make sure people's model purchases aren't invalidated, which I appreciate
to some degree.
On the other hand, like at the end of the day. It would not, in fact, it would bring me joy because I'm a bad person, but it would not make me upset if Jordan couldn't run his 7 units of Doomreaver.
Well, without command checks, he probably already won't.
And we don't know the point cost of them.
That's a big thing.
We know nothing about them, yeah.
Prime example is Brian, back in Mark 1, had 30 Banes, 30 Bile Thralls that he would run consistently in his fucking list. That was a Bile Thralls also.
Well, 20 12. Full, but yeah, but it's exactly. Yeah. There was also.
Here's another good example. But I played Crix in Mark 1, and I had 12 Bone Chickens in my Witch Coven list.
Correct.
Correct.
Who the fuck's going to run 12 chickens?
The point cost of those was just made it so it wasn't feasible in Mark 2.
Yeah. Right. So they don't invalidate. It'll still exist, but the game naturally changes, you could technically still play with a lot of that, but you just wouldn't win games.
You wouldn't win
anymore.
Games, yeah.
Well, either way, I think that Mark 3 will be really good.
I think it's really, really good for the game. I think that it remains. It's one of those things that is unarguably a fantastic idea. And unarguably, they put a lot of thought into it. It remains to be seen how amazingly that...
You're just a shithead if you argue it.
Okay, that's fair. It remains to be seen whether they will execute as flawlessly as they could. Because there's no way for us to know right now. They've seen the cards, but we haven't.
There's going to be flaws in the way things are executed.
That's fine.
That's just
but
fair.
If the system comes out and then the first 6 months of Mark III are the descent into madness that is what I've heard from Vlad II... back in Mark 1, and like the crap where it's like, oh, top of 1, I'm past your AD zone, killing your dudes, or some ridiculous thing like that, that'll be a problem, and it'll be a problem
Mark
for the game.
Mark 2 solved a lot of those issues, right?
They did.
Mark 2 made Mark 1 better, so you have to assume in good faith that Mark 3 will make Mark 2 better.
And like we were saying again, you were talking about the toning down. Every addition change has toned down
the
insanity.
Right. And if that's what they do, then that's probably a good thing.
I could show you the Great Bears of Gallowood. Their card for Mark 1 is a novel.
Yeah. I looked at the Mark 1, the book, the Covenant.
Yeah, the Covenant.
I actually kind of like the Mark 1 version of the Covenant. They should bring that one back.
It was like there was a whole flowchart to figure out what happened and how it was.
It had the same three abilities, but they were permanent, but you had to activate one a turn in order, and you had to do stuff in order to qualify.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, okay, I'm going to try to activate no knockdown, and in order to do so this turn, I have to kill at least 10 enemy models. And then, like, the next one is I'm going to try to activate no spells, but 10 of my guys have to die.
Speaking of that, really like the John Damaris rule that they implemented for Mark III, which is they decided they're just not going to print anything on the back of the card. It's all just going to be an icon.
Yeah.
Because John can't pick up cards. They're real heavy.
I just can't wait till they announce that my water
is basic. I don't understand that joke, but I do like that idea. Because
it is a good idea.
it was a pun.
You guys are
asshats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That wasn't a high five. Oh my god. Today I taught Malcolm right and left. So
okay.
Pretty excited.
Sure. Anyway, you
I
were
did.
Saying
I go right.
Yeah, but you were saying something that was
maybe Jeremy can figure it out next.
Wow.
It looks like an L.
Should we move on to recommendations or something? I mean,
but yeah, it is a good idea to iconize the things that they can and simplify the things. Also, the other big change, one last thing, sorry. Reach being variable.
Yes,
that's amazing.
The half inch, one inch,
range.
I understand. The melee range, I apologize, is an amazing, amazing change.
I almost squealed like a girl in my office at my desk when I saw that, and there was like no one in like on my floor. You were working from home or sick, and John wasn't there, and I'm like, no one can appreciate this right now or anywhere near me.
Marshall and I were talking to each other at work, and everybody's like, are you people making up words? Like, how do you, I'm like, Marshall, agonizers are lessers now. He's like, oh, what about its cries, and how will they force, and this, that, and people are like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
Worry about it.
And
it'll be fine.
I like Marshall. He's a good guy.
Cool story.
Cripple system. We're pro Marshall.
Except he's pro. He's anti pre-measuring. So
is he?
But for the opposite reason. He is bad at estimating distances. So he likes the fact that sometimes he fucks himself over. He likes that sense of I don't know if this is going
to
happen.
He doesn't have to measure.
Yeah, that's what I told him. You don't have to measure. He's like, yeah, but that's different.
I still hold this argument that in a way we've been pre-measuring for the past 13 years.
That was
their
point.
They're just a bunch of stipulations to it.
You have your melee range, that zone size. We know how big that forest is. I have your control area over here. We did Praedar. I mean, fucking A.
Yeah. I mean, it's. I don't think it's really going
to
change.
I would actually, not the Privateer Press listens to us, but I would really like to
the
see.
The books are already printed, so say whatever you want. Even if they listen to you, they can't change it.
No, not a rule change. I would really like to see, if assuming there is a change to Prey, a card with Prey on it and see how it works now. That's something I'm actually legitimately curious about. I always thought Prey was a really cool system that was like a small tweak away from being amazing, and I don't know what that tweak is, but I would just like to see if they took a pass on Prey and changed it at all.
My big thing for Mark III that I really want to see is all of the fucking hidden rules printed on the cards. All of the cav rules on the cards, all of the power attacks.
I don't know if they're going to do that, though, because they seem to be trying to limit what's written on the cards as much as possible.
But, I mean,
although the reposition thing is on the cards now.
Reposition is becoming more evergreen, like the reposition.
But like Tall in the Saddle. I mean, how many people don't know that?
Nobody.
How many people know about ride by attacks?
But to have War Room, they click on the cav icon, and it just shows
I am also hoping that with the introduction of the revision and the card revision numbers, that we will now be able to, instead of saying, oh, well, this errata was released on the forum, and don't you know that? Gotcha. It'll just be like, oh, the new version of the card is this. Here, let me show you this.
The cards they showed us had a version number on the front.
That's what I'm saying, version number on it.
I think we could see.
Like, that's a cool, like, the idea that 3 years later I won't have to convince somebody that, I know you just started the game, and I'm really sorry, but Gatsby's Feet totes does not do that.
I'm excited about the interplay, because you mentioned Eris too, and I just wanted to mention the two things that I love about her card that shows cool interplay that's my kind of thing that we brought up in that Johnny Timmy Spike thing once upon a time, mm-hmm. and that idiot players call Scornergy because they're idiots and stupid and they deserve to die so they can't breed. But, fuck them.
Was that a pun?
Yeah, that's a pun. Please die.
I don't get it.
Oh, wait, here, let me go into battle-driven mode. You fucking retards. Okay, so, anyway.
I was told retards isn't appropriate.
That's the point. There was a podcast that spent the entire podcast saying anyone who is bad at estimating distance is a fucking retard. And then people said, don't call people fucking retards, because not only are you being an asshole, but just don't use the word retard. So the next episode, he said, actually, I thought about it, and pre-measuring is actually super good for the game, but you're all still fucking retards. So, that guy's legit. Anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, so Eris has two things that I think are really cool interplay that morons will call Scornergy. She has Assault, and she has Reform. If she assaults, she can't Reform. If she doesn't, you know, and that's interesting.
Only if she assaults and doesn't
and fails her
charge.
Right?
Yes.
If she assaults to get a 19-inch gunshot on somebody, she won't be able to Reform back because she'll have failed her charge.
Correct.
That's a cool decision. She has Purgation, but she drops upkeeps. She shoots something with an upkeep. You're like, well, I can drop the upkeep, or if I keep the upkeep, not only do I take D3 damage, but she's a weapon master against it. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's an interesting decision process there.
I do think
I'm really excited that nobody will know as much about the game as I do.
Yep.
That's mm-hmm. a big thing.
That's
like for new
thing.
Players,
yeah.
it's.
So, it's a good time for people to come back new players to start.
Epic Nate, who used to play a ton of Mark 1 and a little bit of Mark 2, was thinking about coming back, and he was like, man, I'm so far behind. He's really excited for Mark 3 because he can actually be on the ground floor with people again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, it's a good thing.
Our friend Chris is going to get in the game. And he,
All right, so I don't want to interrupt the flow, but it is 6:30.
Yeah. Yep. Nope. We've got 15 minutes only for recommendations, and then we have to
any zappities before we.
This is one.
I don't think there.
Do you think Jack Marshall's will be good?
I'm very excited.
They said they're going to be, but I would like to see.
I'm curious because if your Warcaster gets like a 25 point list and then paying for a model
and then gets free focus on top of it,
yeah,
like they're gonna have to make Jack Marshall's amazeballs.
I feel like that they're gonna be able to help Jacks that aren't run by them.
I feel like that's the thing. Like Jack Marshall's are not gonna exist anymore because it is another special rule, but they will have rules that affect Jacks. Like power boosters.
Just give him all the Arcanist rules.
Yeah, like the Arcanist, he could essentially be a Jack Marshall.
He could essentially be a Jack Marshall, and he was very good and playable.
He can be like Thor style, like tune-up.
No.
Like tune-up.
No.
Not tune-up, but that style of ability
hit him until
where it's target war jack, blah, blah, blah.
I'm not one. I don't like to say I can't wait for people to lose stuff, but I want to see Tune-Up and X-Carnate get fucked. But yeah, overall, I don't want to like be all like, I can't wait. I mean, games should change and be fun, but man, those are the two things I can't wait to see.
A Tune-Up Earthbreaker is not okay.
Zappity.
Grumble. All right, that was... So, recommendations?
Well, we have one Zappity Grumble. Yeah. But anyway, somebody did post a picture on here. Somebody's painting and watching Speed Racer at the same time.
Nice.
Speed Racer is a beautiful movie.
It is beautiful. It's so good. So, did you invite a Malifaux player to defend his or her game for Brian? No.
No.
The Shays crashed the podcast.
Yeah, no. We're not Malifaux players. We're many things.
We had a Malifaux player.
We have problems.
Ben Lang was here.
Jeremy heard that Brian was coming, and then I heard that Jeremy was coming, and so I came.
So we tagged along.
Yay.
Hooray.
But you didn't show up last week, though.
Last week we were...
Yeah, that's because there was too much estrogen in the room.
Katie needs dick.
I do.
I'll also say that to him.
Oh!
Is that a pun?
Yeah. He is a dick. That would be...
I also don't baselessly beat down Malifaux players for no reason whatsoever. I don't... I have good reasons for beating them down initially, but I still think there are some good things about the game. I'm not saying that your game is at the bottom of the boiler of trash. Like, I would rather play Connect 4 than Malifaux, which I actually would rather play Connect 4.
Connect 4? You'd rather play Connect 4 with only one color?
Exactly. That'd be racist.
Our Malifaux whole goal is yet even
because there's only one color. You can't have blacks in that game.
Why is it the black?
Why
does
it's either black.
Why did you?
It's either the black chips or the red chips, and I just don't know if
you prefer Indians over blacks.
They sell these cigarettes cheap.
The Shaquille O'Neal tie-in edition that's all blue chips.
That's fine.
I don't understand.
Oh, Shaquille O'Neal was in a movie called Blue Chips in the late 90s.
Oh.
He was also in...
Is that a pun?
Shaq Fu is.
Shaq, what? Yeah.
Shaq Fu would
That's
be funny
a
name.
Pun?
That's a funny name.
That's... Sorry. That was a real laugh. All
right, but seriously, I recommend Game of Thrones, and that's why I'm leaving to go watch it.
Oh, I thought it was still 6:25, but I didn't mind my watch today.
No, it's not.
I didn't mind my watch.
I recommend Rain. It's a CW show that's very much like Game of Thrones, only less sex.
And more girly girls.
So it's like modern, newer Game of Thrones.
It's a teen drama. I like it.
Okay. I recommend Archer. It's grown on me.
That's really amazing. You know? Why did it have to grow on you?
The first three episodes just didn't do it for me.
What?
Yeah.
No. This is a common thing. Archer, right? Yeah. So watch the whole season.
Actually,
then go back and watch like the first three episodes again. And you'll be like, okay, these are actually amazing. I wasn't used to it.
I didn't understand.
Lana actually used to really annoy me because she was so loud. So did Pam.
Pam is amazing.
But then she got Coke Strong and it was all okay.
Yeah. Coke Strong Pam is amazing.
You got a few years ago for that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm on season 3 or 2.
Oh, well, you're getting close.
Oh, so you saw Skytanic and everything.
Yeah, you're good.
And M is in Mancy. Good times.
I recommend more people play Heroes of the Storm because we're doing that more.
That's look us up.
All right, maybe I'll play more. Now that the Battleborn beta is over, I'll play Heroes of the Storm some more.
I did think about downloading it today, and then I had to leave to come here.
It's free.
It's free.
You should give your recommendation, well, and then we can go.
It's free, but, you know.
Well, and Andy.
You have to.
And
it's
Andy,
microtransactions,
but, like,
right?
But Andy goes last. So he should
Andy
go.
Goes
and
last.
Then Andy
you you recommend he recommends.
Yeah. Recommend.
We're explaining how it works.
No, nothing. Fuck off.
Starship Troopers.
Okay, Andy, you go.
Jesus Christ. I was waiting for Nathan to say something so I could think of something.
No.
My recommendation is to go and rewatch.
My Fitness Pal.
Andy's recommendation is to go to a meta and relentlessly beat them with crits.
No, my fitness pal is good.
Super handy.
It's legit. Yeah.
Fitbit and my fitness pal.
My fitness pal and a kitchen scale.
Connects.
Conan. Yeah. Anything. Oh, Age of Conan. The expansion came out because of the Kickstarter, and we played it. It's fun. High fives.
I just see now a Andy can go. Heart. Andy, it's a purple heart.
Go, Andy, go.
Probably died.
My recommendation is to go and rewatch the Venture Brothers.
I was actually going to recommend that, and then I decided not to.
Yeah.
Because I rewatched the first season today.
Yeah. Isn't it? And it's so good.
And I keep hearing Ass Clamp now. I can't unhear Ass Clamp.
So there's the guy who made all the music for the Venture Brothers series. One of his songs is called Ass Clamp. It's the most amazing song in the world.
You know, I just have another, keep going. I have another recommendation real quick.
Well, Ask Lamp.
Shop at Target because fuck all those people who are all like, oh my God, transgenders are being allowed at Target. I got like people, I have coworkers.
Wait a minute, you have to
transgender.
Back up.
Target said if you're transgender and you if you recognize yourself,
you recognize.
You've used it. And people are like, but if you let a transgendered person into my bathroom, that means a pedophile is going to go into the bathroom and rape my child. And
if
they
a
did a study.
Wanted to rape your child, they already could.
They had this huge study they did, and they found that over the course of like the last bunch of years, zero times has a transgender person ever done anything in a bathroom.
Except pee.
But there's this huge fear-based campaign targeting Target because Target a few years ago said, you know what, we don't have a boys section and a girls section, we have a children's section. We're gonna stop gender identification, and they freaked out too. It's like we need to identify boys and girls. We can't have children be children because my God, the world would fall apart.
Are individual stalls. So
but they're still
really
combined. They're still kind of true. And but they have been slightly combined some things.
The reason that they separate boys and girls right now is because men go up to urinals and they pull their pants down. And I know because I accidentally went to a.
They don't pull their pants down.
You pull your pants down enough that I'm uncomfortable to walk by you.
I have seen at least two people in my life pull their whole pants down to
the
waistband.
Their ass is at the exact same level.
I'm just saying I'm uncomfortable to walk by men who are peeing into urinals.
And then there's people who unbuckle their belt at the urinal. I don't get that.
You need to do that, right?
No,
but it does happen.
But the thing is, in stalls for women's bathroom, you just lock yourself in and you're fine.
Yeah. But if that woman in the stall next to you has a penis, it affects you
somehow.
Well,
then she can stick it through the glory hole.
And just rape you, right? Because that's the thing is, these trans people aren't just normal human beings who identify as a certain gender. They're just all perverts who want to rape women and children.
Exactly. They have vagina-seeking penises.
I know that the crippled system is not usually the podcast of fairness, but in fairness...
No!
It's not the transgender people they're always worried about. They're saying if you let a person in that says they're transgendered, someone who's not transgendered but does want to just diddle little boys or little girls.
If I wanted to rape a woman or a little girl in a bathroom, I could put on a fucking dress, shave, and put on a wig and go in there and rape them already.
Yeah, it's
nothing
exactly
stopping me from doing that.
That already would have happened.
Nothing stopping me from doing that.
It's not
being
like
a decent human being and say, hey, person who actually identifies as a certain gender, we're going to let you do what you want to do, isn't increasing the odds of me being able to do that. And flip side, if you force some, you know, you're not supposed to use the term, but a passing transsexual, it's a beautiful looking woman, I never would have guessed she had a penis. If you force her to go in the men's room at some dingy truck stop, she's more likely to get raped in there than a woman is
going
into the women's room.
So here's the thing, is I feel like at public places and like retail stores, like that's 100% acceptable. People, like you should go in there with your child anyway to make sure that...
Yeah, don't just like... If you're in a retail store, I think you should be... I mean, if I had a kid, I would have like guards around him at all times. I'm just like, just go wander the store because, I mean, those pedophiles are everywhere. They're everywhere. They're constantly everywhere.
They're everywhere.
I would assume they're everywhere.
Generally,
But at schools, I do feel differently. I think that either you're a girl or a boy, and if you feel uncomfortable going to either or, then you should go into, like, a separate your room place because, in like, when I was in high school, we got, like, completely naked in front of the things. And some...
In the locker room,
Not in
the bathroom. Not in
the bathroom. In the locker room is what I'm talking about.
The locker room's a bigger problem.
Yeah, that's a whole other...
Locker room's a more sticky wicket.
And it's because it's a choice between making one person feel uncomfortable and making... Lots
everybody
of people
I mean, the locker room thing, I think, is a whole different thing. And I think there's a lot of back and forth. And I wouldn't argue that.
You're not walking around naked
in
the bathroom.
But, like, just going into a different stall in a bathroom.
Yeah.
Am I doing that wrong?
I hate
there was a big deal with Planet Fitness last year. Because in Planet Fitness, their locker rooms are individual stalls. You don't walk around naked. You have your individual stall. You go in there. You change. You go, you know, the shower's in there. There's no open shower. It's all private. Okay, so you never see another person naked in the Planet Fitness locker room.
That's why I stopped going.
Because I see so many old people.
And old man testicles hanging down, whatever. But so what happened is, like, last year there was this woman who was a transsexual woman and did not look like a biological woman, you know, unfortunately, whatever. And so you could tell that it was a transsexual. And so this biological woman was complaining and trying to get that person kicked out of the women's locker room. And saying, they shouldn't be allowed, they should be allowed, they should be allowed. And they're like, well, we let people identify what they identify. And given its individual stalls, it's not like it's some pervert dude pretending just so he can stare at your vagina. And so he kept bitching and moaning, and she started just harassing the transsexual woman and saying, people like you shouldn't be allowed in here. So they kicked that bitch out and revoked her membership.
And those sick fucks who want to do shit, they're already putting cameras in bathrooms. Yeah. They're already doing just sick things. I hate anything that's fear-based over reality-based. Just irks me so bad. I've reached the limit in my life where fear-based campaigns, I will stand up and tell people to go fuck off. I have a coworker who I'm good friends with is really big on this on Facebook, and I have been really hard stepping it back because I interact with him daily. I think he's a good guy, but I'm like, man, if I have a conversation with him, we're A, going to not be friends anymore, and B, it's going to be a big problem at work. So
like
I have to
zero times ever. Like, yeah. You can't go past that.
And again, those fuckers who are going to be sick and fucking crazy are going to still do those things anyway. They're not going to... It's just... I hate fear-based shit. I can't...
You don't even have to go into the bathroom for that to be a problem. People have been wiring cameras in their shoes for the last 5 years.
Yeah, walking under... Those people do... I mean, I've seen the websites, obviously, But there's all these just ridiculous things they do everywhere. You're going to be walking in... I mean, the things people have happen to women on buses or kids and just wandering around. So, yeah, I mean, as a parent, I would be fucking walking my...
If I was looking to... sexually assault somebody,
yeah.
My plan would not be identify as a transgendered person, undergo like hormone processes, you know, get into a dress.
There's
put
so
on
much
a
easier
shit.
Ways.
There's
already
a
do
lot it. Easier ways that I could fuck a 10-year-old than pretend to be transgendered and get into a Target bathroom.
And last week, before this was an issue, if I was a parent, I would have walked into that bathroom 100% of the time anyway. I wouldn't change, yeah. And I would still be guarding that kid the equal amount
of
time.
They've had family bathrooms for a long time. Yeah. In case mm-hmm. there's like a dad walking around with his daughter.
Yeah. Daughter,
he's
yeah.
Like, yep. I need to follow my daughter into the bathroom because obs. And so, yep. But I can't like follow her into the girls' room.
Yeah, and you get weird stuff like they had this video on this week about there's a lesbian. So she like it was one of those lesbians who looked like Justin Bieber, and they kicked her out of the women's room, which is her biological bathroom because she looked too much like a guy.
Yeah, it's like, a place where you go to shit and piss.
Yeah,
and wash your hands. God damn it, wash your hands when you're done.
Damn it, I always forget that part.
Most people seem to.
Yeah. But it's a place where you go and shit piss.
They have like the little shoe thing so you don't have to actually touch the handle.
Yeah, that's legit.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Or have a garbage right there so you can do the napkin the and throw out and then duck through before it closes.
That's actually one of my biggest complaints about everything going to the blow hand dryers is you can't do that anymore.
Okay, they've shown...
I rip the hand dryer off the wall and use it to open the door.
They've shown that the area around the hand dryer is much dirtier
than anywhere else in the bathroom.
If
at work,
you use the paper
we have
towel.
People do that. Every person who at work goes and uses the paper towel to open the door, I go to their desk and I lick their mouth and I go back to my cube. That way I'm like, I got germs anyway. Anyway, sorry. We're
my favorite is Zappity. Old ladies
bye.
Because they like wash their fingertips.
Old people
then,
are hilarious.
And then just leave it. It's like, why'd you even bother?
Shut up, it's getting the next time.
Go, go, go.
We love you, bye.
Bye.